In this bulletin, the Banking Royal Commission report is delivered to the Governor-General, and the Prime Minister defends Australian Defence Force personnel after revelations they may have accidentally killed Iraqi civilians. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government's first priority in responding to the final report of the Banking Royal Commission will be to restore public faith in banks. The final report from Royal Commissioner Kenneth Hain has been handed down to the Governor-General today. It will be made public by Mr. Frydenberg at 4:10pm Eastern Time on Monday. Mr. Frydenberg says avoiding a credit squeeze will also be a priority in the wake of the report. But opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says Australia can't look at the government favourably on this issue, given its initial opposition to the Royal Commission.
Scott Morrison said it was a populist whinge. He said it would be a bad thing for Australia. And now this bloke expects Australians to believe he's the bloke to trust to clean up the banks. I think Australians will look at this Prime Minister in particular, particularly cynically, when it comes to the Banking Royal Commission.
Australian pilots may have killed up to 18 Iraqi civilians in a 2017 airstrike against IS terrorists in Iraq. An investigation has revealed at least six Iraqis were probably killed based on population density figures. However, the exact number of casualties and the exact cause of death will never be known. The strike occurred at the height of the Battle of Mosul when Iraqi commanders requested air support from the United States-led coalition. Two Australian pilots in Super Hornets jets joined the air support mission. The Australian Defence Force says it was impossible to know whether civilians would be in the area that was bombed. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while what happened is sad, he still strongly supports the actions of Australian Defence Force.
That was a terrible incident. It's not clear what precisely went on there. I'm not going to make any apologies for the Australian Defence Force's efforts to counter radical Islamic terrorism.
Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten says many of the problems in the Australian economy meet in the childcare sector. Planned spending on childcare and early childhood education forms a key part of the Opposition's commitments for the upcoming election campaign. Mr. Shorten has appeared in Sydney with former Australian Medical Association President Dr. Brian Aller, who will join the Labor Party as a candidate in the electorate of Bennelong in the election to promote Labor's childcare policies. Mr. Shorten says the sector is typical of the Australian economy at the moment in that the cost of everything seems to go up, but people's wages don't rise accordingly.
Childcare since the last election has gone up on average 20%. Families have got to find that money. It's a battle. And of course, the wages are not matching it. And again, just as cost of living, ground zero is in childcare, Whack of Wages movement is ground zero in early childhood education.
In rugby league, the Cronulla Sharks have their new coach. John Morris has signed a three-year contract to succeed Shane Flanagan in the job Flanagan was recently forced out of. 38-year-old Morris, who only retired from playing rugby league in 2014, has previously been Flanagan's assistant as well as coach of the Sharks under-20s team and overseeing the club's development program. Morris says success is an expectation at the Sharks and he expects all Cronulla players to believe in what he's trying to do for the club.
I'm not going to come out and say we're going to win the comp, but certainly that in and around that top of the competition, that top four space is, you know, that's in my opinion, is an expectation of the Sharks. Players, they buy in. If they don't buy in, they're not part of the team. It's as simple as that. Your team values are that you all buy in and you all have the same values, and well, that's what happens. And you're held accountable for it. It's not rocket science.
Take a look at the weekend weather for Saturday. Perth, partly cloudy and 28, 37 in Adelaide and hot. Sunny in Melbourne, also hot and 35 in Hobart. Sunny and 28, cloudy in Canberra, 28. A shower or two for Wollongong, 23 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 27. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 25. A shower or two also for Brisbane and 31. In Cairns, showers with a possible storm and 31. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm there as well, and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.